There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Let's clap it to him. Purchase of his blood. Amen. To stand before the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, it just makes you feel about that tall. And it's just, oh, what a privilege, what an honor. Just have a few announcements because it's been asked, and I have some announcements here. First of all, Brother Joseph is back. Amen. Wanted to tell you that he's had a wonderful time on the tour, and he wanted to say to you that to thank you for your prayers, your love and your prayers, and God bless you all. And he's not here tonight, and he's taking a few days to rest and just recuperate and get a refreshing. And so my prayer is this, and I told him, I said, well, Brother Joseph, I'm just going to ask the Lord I just said, Brother Joseph, I'm just going to ask the Lord that send his angel to you to give you a refreshing and minister to you like he sent to Elijah under that juniper tree. And that's what I'm going to ask the Lord.
Amen.
Absolutely. I believe
Amen.
It. I believe he's going to answer it too.
Amen.
Man. So, God bless him. And so, then the next thing is that on Sunday, Lord willing, I know you're asking about it, how many services we're going to have. And I know if you get online, it doesn't give everything exactly, but we are going to have two services on Sunday. I was telling Brother Jeremy, I says, what time do we start service on Sunday morning? And I got on mine 9:30. Okay. So at 9:30 Sunday morning, we'll have a service, and then we'll finish up the Revelation of Jesus Christ series, Revelations chapter 5, number 2. I'm looking forward to it already. We haven't even got there. I'm looking forward to it. Amen.
Amen.
And then Sunday night, we'll have another message, and we'll announce that later. And then on Wednesday night, it's probably not online right now, but Wednesday night, we'll have a service here at the Brandon Tabernacle. And then on May the 8th, which is Mother's Day, we will have only one service, and that will be at 5 o'clock p.m., and then after we hear the message, we'll have the Lord's Supper. So I'm just really looking forward to that. And I'm positive Brother Joseph will be here by that time. I'm praying he is. I'll put it that way. I'm praying he is. So thank the Lord. We're happy that he's back. And so I just want to share a little something with you. I was with my little boy, and he says he wanted me to sleep with him, a little bit the other night. And so I was laying down with him, and we put on a tape, and so I'm laying there with my arm around him like this, and I was getting a little bit uncomfortable, and I had to just move my little arm a little bit, so I moved it over, and he says, Dad, I said, yeah. He says, Brother Branham said that, he says, the Holy Spirit is timid. I says, yeah, that's right. And he goes, you just moved. So I don't want to disturb the anointing tonight at all. I don't want to do that. But I just wanted to share a little something that came with my heart here before we hear this message tonight. And I just wanted to share a little bit over there. In Isaiah 21, brother, it talks about the watchtower and all like that. And the watchman on the night, Brother Rand preached that message, watchman, what of the night? And he said that watchman, he had to tell the time perfect. He had to be on duty all the time. And he also said, he says, their spiritual sight, this is a quote, he says, their spiritual sight is far greater than the priests in the temple. Oh, amen. Far beyond the ordinary man of the walk of life, end quote. And then I'd just like to share with you a little quote here. I wrote it in my Bible. Brother Branham says this. He says, how many believes God? Amen. All of you, don't you? You believe Christ. You believe the Holy Ghost. Now, that's not the question tonight. I'm glad you do that. That makes you a Christian. But that is not what I'm trying to get to you now. I get to that when make my altar call. You must believe them first. If you're not in connection with them, you'll never know this. But as much as you believe in them, you still got to believe that I'm telling you the truth, and what I say is the truth, end quote. Amen. I love that. God to us. Amen. Brother Branham said the woman's absolute was the prophet, and the prophet's absolute was God.
Amen.
Brother Branham said if he is a prophet of the Lord, he's a sender forth of the Word, he's sent forth by the Word, with the Word, and he is the Word.
Amen.
When I was thinking about over there in Isaiah, Brother Branham said on that tape, he says, I'm so glad I'm his watchman. Oh, amen. That's so perfect. Then I'd just like to share with you one more quote to you. It's so beautiful. Brother Branham says this on the message, Anointing Ones at the End Time, 1965. He says, quote, he says, now I want you to know this is sure. And you that listen to this tape, you might have thought today that I was trying to say that about myself, being that I was packing this message. I have no more to do with it than nothing. no more than just a voice. And my voice, even against my better judgment, I wanted to be a trapper. But it's the will of my father that I declared to do and determined to do. I wasn't the one that appeared down on the river. I was only standing there when he appeared. I'm not the one that performs these things and foretells these things that happens as perfect as they are. I'm only one that's near when he does it.
Amen.
I was only a voice that he used to say it. It wasn't what I knew. It's what I just surrendered myself to that he spoke through. It isn't me. It wasn't the seventh angel. Oh no. It was the manifestation of the Son of Man. It wasn't the angel, his message. It was the mystery that God unfolded. It's not a man, it's God. The angel was not the Son of Man. He was the messenger from the Son of Man. The Son of Man is Christ. He is the one that you're feeding on. You're not feeding on a man. A man, his words will fail. But you're feeding on the unfailing body word of the Son of Man. If you haven't fed fully on every word to give yourself strength to fly above all these denominations and things of the world, will you at this time do it while we pray, end quote. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I love that. What is it? It is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever in every detail. Except the physical body. Amen. Let us stand our feet. We know that we have just a few requests, a couple requests sitting here. How many of you would like to raise your hand to the Lord and let him know what's on that heart that's praise the name of the Lord? And we know that when we ask, we shall receive. Because that is his promise. Amen. So as we sing, reach out and touch the Lord. Remember to pray for Brother Joseph while he's resting. Pray for the body of the Lord Jesus Christ and the voice of God recordings and the message going forth. Pray for your brothers and sisters. And as we ask our Brother Jonathan to come lead us in prayer, let's just sing this song to our Lord. Reach out and touch the Lord.
Father, Lord, I pray that you just go and touch these brothers and sisters, Lord. Be with them, Father, whatever their needs might be, Lord, their unspoken requests to your Father. We just pray that you would undertake for them, Father. And Lord, as I stand before the purchase of your blood, Father, as Brother Samuel was saying, Lord, if we just only had one little drop of Jesus' blood in that charge, Lord, how much would it be worth, Father? But we're standing here before the purchase of his blood.
Yes.
And as your sons and daughters, Lord,
yes,
we have the victory, Father. We have the power to call on your name, Lord, when we need you, Father, Lord. Lord, we thank you for that, Father. We don't deserve it, Father. We're unworthy, Lord. But just having the confidence, Lord, to come before you, Lord, and bring our needs to you, Lord, it gives us such comfort, Father. Truly, you're Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Lord. Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Father. Lord, we love you, Father. We commit every request, Lord, of our brothers and sisters in here, Lord, to you, Father. Lord, we pray that you give Brother Joseph a special time of rest, Father. Brother William, Father, give him rest too, Lord. the brothers, Brother Gerald, Brother Matthew, traveling back to Europe, Father. Just give them rest there, Father. We thank you for what you've done in the Agapo Tour, Lord. And we're looking for more, Father. We're looking for more of you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. And we know in full confidence that you'll answer these requests, Lord. We bring them before you in your name. For your glory and honor, Father, we ask these things. Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to
love talking about our Lord Jesus. Do you?
Amen.
Whenever you talk about Him, He always comes on the scene. Brother Branham says, all you got to do is mention His name. So let's talk about Jesus.
Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He. The Lord of Lords Supreme. Throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Oh, let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He. The Lord of Lords Supreme. Throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more.
With all your heart.
Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He. The Lord of Lords Supreme. Throughout eternity. The great I am. It was good for Paul inside. It was good for Paul inside.
gonna start flying away here in a second. Let's sing that song. I'll fly away.
Some fly away when this life is over.
Sing that song, Have Thine Own Way.
Yes.
Go ahead and stand.
Have Thine Own Way.
Mold me and make me.
hum it now and play that again, and let's just ask him to search us and to just look us over.
Service now to Brother Branham, God's servant and messenger for this age. God bless you.